producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. We're going to get you ready for the Democratic debate in Las Vegas. But right off the bat, pleased to welcome Luke Vargas to the show. He's in Bolivia. And I'll tell you what, you got to think about this. What's happening when we talk about climate change? What's happening in this big push for a strong agreement in Paris? Think of the Bolivian president. Luke, thanks so much for joining us so late. We appreciate it.
Hey, really happy to be here.
So tell me specifically, why Bolivia for all the listeners? And we're pretty close. What, we're less than 6 weeks away?
Yeah, this treaty is ostensibly going to be signed within 5.5 weeks in
Wow.
Paris. It's hard to believe it because there are so many unanswered questions. So why Bolivia? It is sort of the unlikeliest of places. The town that I'm in right now, called Tiquipaya, is important not for any ecological or environmental reason, but primarily because it's Evo Morales' political homeland. So out of expediency, this is where he decides to hold his international summits. And there's an interesting history here. So back in 2010, President Morales decided to get a number of delegates from around the world together. I think about 10,000 people came here. Because they looked at what happened in 2009, the Copenhagen climate talks. It's sort of the low point in international climate negotiations. Essentially, negotiators got together in Denmark hoping that they could get a climate agreement that was both binding and rigorous, and they got nothing of the sort. The United States and China essentially took over the talks, and we began to move away from each country committing everything it possibly could to save the environment to what's the minimum amount we could do. And it's at those Copenhagen talks when the, all right, let's try to limit global temperature increase to 2 degrees Celsius was sort of arrived at as the goal. And so Evo Morales called a summit here in 2010. He felt marginalized. He felt isolated from the notion that, look, political actors aren't going to come together, so probably corporate interests are going to need to fill the gaps. That was the impetus for the 2010 conference. And here we are 5 years later with basically every single measure of what they were looking at in 2010 being even worse now. The goals are less ambitious, and the corporate interests that were so feared 5 years ago look to be as ready as ever to pounce on a very profitable moment to be able to step in and pick up all these pieces in a really messed up climate environment. So it's pretty upsetting at times to listen to what's being talked about here, but I'm really glad I came, and it's going to give me a lot of perspective heading into Paris.
Yeah, and speaking of perspective, what are the specifics they're demanding? I mean, you really spelled it out for us. It's worse than 2010, but what are some of the specifics that they're demanding, the people that are gathered there, that they want in this Paris climate treaty?
So they just released a few hours ago the 12 different points that they want to be talked about in Paris. And the goal was, let's make these concrete so they can be actionable. Unfortunately, that just didn't happen. There were fewer participants here than were hoped for, and maybe the Spanish language version of this document is a little stronger than the English one, but this is a very incomplete document. But I will articulate some of the overarching points, and these are points that really will resonate with probably most countries in the developing world that want to have a say in Paris. The first is, you can't have rich countries negotiating on behalf of developing poorer countries. And in that respect, it's sort of a mixed bag. What we've got in Paris are two individuals, one Daniel Reifsnyder from the United States and an Algerian diplomat, who are essentially figuring out what the climate text is going to look like. In some regards, this is a win because there is a voice from the developing world in the mix. And additionally, the U.S. is involved from the get-go, so there's no, hey, 11th hour surprise, the U.S. needs to hijack this agreement and negotiate it so it works for us. We've known from the very beginning that the U.S. interests need to be accommodated, and I guess it's good that, you know, our voice has been put in the mix very early on. In the other respects, though, I think there's a lot to be frustrated about. One is that, you know, the folks here, this is a self-styled anti-capitalist summit, and if you look at a lot of the, you know, quote-unquote solutions that are being put forward to dealing with global warming, more and more, these are capitalist solutions. They're GMO crops, they're biofuels, they're geoengineering, it's nanotechnology, things to seed rivers and oceans with to remove pollution. And there's a lot of frustration here that where political will has been lacking, corporate interests have stepped up to say, look, we'll make a buck off of your past failures. And even beyond that, this notion of technology transfer, this is a loaded word for many countries around the world. It's not a huge topic in the United States, but developing countries are very adamant, as is the Bolivian government, that the companies that come up with the energy solutions that are low carbon, the various corporations that have technological fixes for climate change or ways to adapt, those patents shouldn't be, they shouldn't exist, that these technologies should be traded. They should be given to poorer countries, and that there shouldn't be multinational corporations making a buck off of the solutions to climate change or the ways we adapt. And looking at those metrics, the Paris Accord with so many heads of multinational corporations going there, you know, there's reason to be frustrated, I think.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of minutes left, Luke. Oh, how is climate change affecting Bolivia?
It's an interesting one. This is one of those few countries in the world where the global sort of net temperature change is in a downward trajectory. It's actually getting a little bit cooler here. But talking to a number of experts and here who have gathered here, I have to say there are a lot of sort of political, I don't really know the politically correct word. We've got Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela here, Ecuadorian President Correa. There's sort of a revolutionary spirit in the air, but there also are a lot of really top-of-the-notch climate scientists here, and they say Bolivia is very unique, that human development is actually better off when you have hot and wet conditions. And actually what's happening in Bolivia is it's getting cooler and more arid. Another one of the huge environmental problems here is deforestation. It's sort of the hypocritical position of the Morales government is that they're cutting down trees and actually burning forests at an alarming rate. Mm. And they're doing so in a lot of the areas where there is already high rainfall. And when you take trees out of forests and mountainsides, you weaken the soil base and you exacerbate flooding. On the flip side, the growing cities in Bolivia are becoming more arid. They're not getting the water they need to address the growing water shortages here. So it's a very unique country. There are not a lot of emissions, so when you factor in the deforestation, a little bit higher. But this is one of those countries that is disproportionately impacted by climate change in a negative way.
Wow, fascinating stuff. And quickly, are you going to be in Paris?
I will be there in 6 weeks. This isn't really a news story here in Bolivia. It is an academic exercise, and it is going to give me a lot of ways to judge the outcomes in Paris that I don't think I would have factored in otherwise. So again, you can marginalize Evo Morales or Nicolas Maduro and say these guys are sort of strong men, they don't speak for the rest of the world. But the difficult reality is that a lot of what's being talked about here is vitally important, and you
for
need
Paris.
The buy-in
yeah.
of the developing world to make Paris work. So I'm really glad I had a chance to get here.
Thanks, Luke Vargas. Hang with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
This time tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what the Democrats had to say coming out of Sin City. Donald Trump had plenty to say about what he felt the Democratic debate would be like when he was asked today, hey, are you going to be watching Donald? He said, oh, I'll fall asleep if I watch that. In the meantime, they've even set up a podium for Joe Biden, because tick, tick, the time has come for Joe Biden to make up his mind. And I thought, listen, if I was running his campaign, which would be a long shot, I would say, let's ride in on the white horse. Seriously, it'd be great theater, but I really don't think he's going to do that. It's Clinton versus Sanders. That's the deal. And Bernie Sanders is the rock star, really, for the Democratic Party. He's the unlikely guy that suddenly emerges, and he gets policy, and he knows how to debate. But Clinton does, too, and that's going to make it, I think, a little bit interesting. Might see some pretty good theater, perhaps. I thought you'd like to hear a little of Hillary back in the day, some of her previous debates.
Although my vote on the 2002 authorization regarding Iraq was a sincere vote, I would not have voted that way again.
If I knew then what I now know, I would not have voted that way. I just said some things that weren't in keeping with what I knew to be the case. You know, I'm embarrassed by it. I have apologized for it. I've said it was a mistake.
Yeah, mistake. There you go. But the problem is she's going to be hammered on, I'm certain, she's going to be hammered on the emails. Then that'll be asked of everybody else that's on the stage as well. And by the way, it's not just Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. However, it certainly feels like that when you think of the long, long shots and what one would call the safe bets. I mean, anything can happen. You got five people at the Wynn Casino on the debate stage taking their shot to represent the party against the Republicans. So who emerges of the unlikely? And I can't see anybody, really, that comes out of this. Jim Webb, I don't think so. He was a one-term senator from Virginia, Secretary of the Navy at the end of Ronald Reagan's second term as president. But he's a centrist kind of dude. So the liberals are not going to stand for Webb, and they don't care about Webb. He's not going to carry much weight. Martin O'Malley is not the political type. You know, he could be the guy that ends up dropping out early, the Maryland governor, the former Maryland governor, but he's a guy who has just not caught fire, and that's the problem. He's not caught fire at all with the voters, because I think he comes across the times that I've heard him in interviews as very rehearsed, like they've practiced it again and again, like he went to media school. Talking a soundbite. Make sure you look somebody straight in the eyes. Emphasize your point several times. He just looks uncomfortable off the cuff, like he's memorizing whatever it is somebody told him to say. So that's no good. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, that's the deal, unless Biden comes in. If Biden comes in, all bets are off on this whole thing. It looked like, heading into this, 16 months ago, Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, can you believe it? Is who we're going to get? This is what the voters get to choose between? But I don't know. The wild card is absolutely Joe Biden. It's Clinton, Biden, Bernie Sanders. And if Biden jumps in, is he the guy who, you know, is he the guy that topples the numbers and ends up getting big numbers in the polls or bigger than Hillary Clinton? So it's intriguing. And because I do this, of course I'm going to watch the Democrat debate. I want to hear what's said. Let's find out what juicy tidbits will come out of this debate. Anything? By the way, Bernie Sanders might be ahead in Iowa and New Hampshire, but a new CNN poll shows that Hillary Clinton is far ahead in South Carolina and in Nevada as well. For what it's worth, Clinton has the support of 50% of those who say they are likely to attend the Democratic caucus scheduled for February 20th in November. Can you believe it? We're not that far away from this caucus stuff. Not that far away. Sanders has 34%, then Joe Biden at 12, he's not even in it, and then it's the rest of the field. If Biden decides to sit out the race for the presidency, then I think Clinton probably gets more of a lead in some of the other states. We'll see. And who knows? I mean, you know, Iowa caucuses happen first. And at an NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll, Clinton was 11 points ahead of Bernie Sanders, but very much narrower than originally she had. So here's the thing. I mean, really, if you could ask any question, and be nice, if you could ask any question, what is the question you would ask? And I have a feeling most people would ask about the emails. What was the deal with the server? And it doesn't matter. Oh, I've answered that. I've given up all my emails, blah, blah, blah. I was not knowingly aware of anything that was classified. I still say that would be one of the questions to ask. I mean, we already know the answer to healthcare, and, of course, that will be discussed. We know the answer to immigration, but do we – I guess, you know, taxes would be thrown in there. We sort of know the answer already to that. I'm saying of the candidates. So the thing will be is more of the mudslinging stuff. It's more of the, come on, what's the scoop? Benghazi, what's the scoop? And speaking of Benghazi, the House Benghazi Committee Chair, Trey Gowdy, says the lawyers for the man who accused the panel of taking a partisan tack against Clinton want all talk to go silent. That it should all just ixnay it, kill it. Don't talk about it anymore. Because they were talking about, listen, Gowdy was saying, he was on with Greta Van Susteren, he was saying, look, we were happy to discuss it Friday, Saturday, Sunday when they were making all these allegations. But as soon as some of the facts started to come in, they don't want to talk about it. They want it to be confidential. Bradley Peliska, an investigator for the committee, says he was fired in June partly because he opposed the committee moving from looking at the reasons for the Benghazi attack to instead focusing on Clinton's private email server. Gowdy is saying, that's not true. And he said, look, he has no idea what the committee has done since June. Gowdy says, we've had 50 witnesses interviewed since the email story broke. One of them has been exclusively related to her email. He said he's not concerned about any of the criticism against himself, the staff, for investigating. In fact, he was pretty stern about it. He said, listen, this is a quote. This is Gowdy running this committee. He said, I'll be damned if I'm going to let anyone besmirch their reputation. He said he's not concerned about it. He said that this committee is professional. They take the job seriously. It has nothing to do with being partisan. So October 22nd becomes even more interesting. Becomes even bigger, I think. And probably is going to be one of those questions, I would assume. We know the answers to so many of the others. Can't imagine email isn't a part of whatever is discussed. Besides the usual. And probably Planned Parenthood. Because of the debate that's raging. Defunding Planned Parenthood or not. What are the laws? The whole pro-life thing versus pro-choice. However the questions are worded. But specifically funding Planned Parenthood. Guaranteed that question is rolled out. I mean, here's a question. If you're elected president, even if you do something you shouldn't have done, would you tell us the truth? Oh, me, oh, my. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way. We're booted to the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
You wanna hear about the guy that really gets me going? He's about to walk it through that door, I just can't know it. Moving in from behind, I turn my head around, me sitting with my friends talking in.
Well, welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeffrey Hazlett, and he is, I'll tell you, someone that I've admired for a long time, especially after I read the last couple of years when I read his book, Running the Gauntlet. It is a must read. I could not put it down. I ignored everything around me to read this book, and I found it to be so insightful. You can catch him on the C-suite. He was the CMO for Kodak. He has bought and sold 250 businesses, and we are pleased to have him on the show. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much.
So let's talk about, I wanted to talk about businesses first, and why are, you know, I mentioned how many businesses you had and you sold in the course of the CMO of Kodak, and you watched a lot of, through the decades there, you watched businesses really change, and the way we do business in this country, I think, change a lot. And to me, with so many entrepreneurs, for some reason, I think one of the key ingredients is being able to adapt, you know, and change with the times, or else you die. And you specifically talk about that in your book, Adapt, Change, or Die, basically. Why is there such a reluctance to do that, to change when you have to?
Well, I think we just get a little lazy, you know, or we think that that's what we're supposed to do, that we get it to a certain point and we lock it in, and that's not the case. By the time you get ready to lock it in, you should be looking at changing it and keep improvement. Continuous improvement's got to be the course. And for your business, it's a mindset that just says, I'm never quite, you know, happy with everything the way it is. And you want to keep improving it, because that's the, you know, I think that's the way real great businesses are built. they keep looking for a different way to change the widget or to sell the widget or to service the people with the widget or whatever it might be. And I think companies get pretty complacent and they start doing things for their own reasons, not for the reasons that they first got in the business. And that is to solve a problem, to fix, you know, to save the world or to just, you know, to maximize the most profit or maximize the most value out of the intellectual property that they have. And they just, you know, they lock it in place. So they start adding 800 numbers that some sadistic, you know, I can't probably say it in your show, but, you know, came up with that, you know, it was a telephone tree that says one for this, three for this. Who does that? Who wants that? You know, and I don't know anyone that has one of those that even likes it calling in. So we, you know, we operate from 8 to 5 when, you know, you're you fix cars and you don't open on Saturday. What, I don't have time. I've got to bring my car back on Saturday, you know, and, you know, things like that. And it's just kind of wacko, crazy kind of things. And we forget.
Yeah. And the people who embrace that, though, are the people that see massive success often, right?
Well, without question, in terms of change, you know, death, change or die. And that's a theme. I just want people to take it. You know, I got a new book coming out in September, which I'm going to be, it's called Think Big, Act Bigger. You know, think big, but act bigger. And stop, you know, letting things, you know, stop you and just steamroll these things. And I think it's an important thing that we've got to keep in mind.
I like that. Think big, act bigger. So
as
I love it. It's a great title, sexy title. So, yeah, and you know that you get the marketing thing, obviously.
Well, I'm a sexy guy. I can't help it. You know, when a woman picks up my book and she can't put it down, I'm thinking, hey, pretty good. Love it.
There you go. Thumbs up to that one for sure. I mentioned at the top that you were, you know, the chief marketing officer and vice president of the company's, you were even the vice president of the company's graphic communications group, which was huge for Kodak. What was it like making that leap from Kodak into your own world?
Well, you know, I've been there before. You know, when I bought and sold all these companies, some of my, you know, I ran or owned, some of them I didn't own. It just, you know, but I've always been an entrepreneur myself, you know. I've got a couple of businesses now that I'm running. So getting back to it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, people say, what do you miss? I got to be honest with you. I miss my corporate plane. I miss that a lot, you know. But especially tonight when I'm flying in the back row and the, you know, in the middle seat. But, you know, but that's life. I didn't have much of a problem with the transition because I try to operate even in a big company like I'm in a small company, meaning getting things done. Like I would say to people, like, you know, they would say the bathrooms need to clean. Well, get on there and clean them. I mean, what did you do at home if your bathrooms are messy and you're in the, you know, that's your floor and those are your bathrooms. Get in there. Make it nice, you know. You're the one that messed it up in the first place. So I kind of operate like that with that philosophy right now. So, and I did then at a big company.
Yeah. When you were at Kodak, and of course now you see where the industry is, what happened to when you were at Kodak, it was thriving, but what happened to Kodak with what we've seen, certainly with the way things have changed and the way we take pictures? I mean, my gosh, how many pictures do you have in your cell phone?
Changed. Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to go to, you know, meetings and, you know, what they were trying to do was protect film. And I mean, that was the mantra inside the company was protect film. And even with the new leadership that came in over a few years, let's just say the last decade, they couldn't get the underlying folks to say, you know, it's dead, you know, because you go to a town hall meeting and 3,000 people would be in the meeting and you'd say, you know, when was the last time anyone in this room and the people that worked in the company bought a roll of film and maybe one or two hands would go up? You go, well, there you go. That's the reason why, you know, we're failing. If our company is focused just on film, and that was the problem. They should have focused on film. Although it was a great product and a great, you know, thing, they were in the business of intellectual property, of making moments, you know. You know, I call it M3I², make, manage, and move image and information. They had emotional technology. And they really went bankrupt back in the 70s when they invented the digital camera and then didn't do anything because they were trying to protect the margins of profit on a product, you know, that they thought was the thing they were doing. And that's not what they were doing. They were not in the film business. They were in the emotional technology business. And therein lies the problem. And that's what they forgot. And so they got so focused on protecting that roll of film that it didn't make a difference what came up. They would kill it. you know, they had the hubris of that success that really caused them to forget to see into the mirror and ask themselves the key questions about what they were really doing.
Yeah, there's big lessons in that, right?
Oh, huge lessons. I mean, but you know, there are other companies. They, you know, Kodak survived. I mean, they filed bankruptcy a year ago. I left 5 years ago. But they, you know, they filed bankruptcy last year, and I keep telling everybody what they went bankrupt, you know, back in the 70s. So that's when they fundamentally made the decision. You know, but they're about a $9 billion company, throwing about $2 billion to the bottom line today. So not bad. They just had all of that overhang from all that consumer business, which was dead, you know.
Yeah. Tell us about the C-suite and how fun has that been for you? You interviewed some really interesting people.
Yeah, we started the C-suite show, but we've also started the C-suite network, csuitetv.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do is focus in on, you know, those leaders, those, you know, five or six leaders that are in the management teams, leaderships of all companies. And what we want to do is just go out and have conversations with people about what it's like there. Because, you know, in big companies, let's just take Fortune 100, Fortune 1000, or even Fortune 5000, about 99% of the people who work in the company never get a chance to go into the C-suite. And that is into the leadership meetings of the people who are running the companies. And I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's so true. When you have, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even hundreds of employees, you don't always get to sit in the same room where all the leaders are. And that was the premise of the show. You know, I'd see something like Domino's, like they would advertise, you know, all of our pizza sucks. Well, who in their right mind raised their hand in the middle of a meeting and said, we suck? You know, I know we're, you know, and is the person still there? I mean, I have questions like that. I mean, who puts advertising that they spend, and why? What would prompt them to do that? And then the guy's still there. I mean, and so what I do is I take a camera inside of Domino's, and I go into the C-suite. We all sit around, and I say, well, where were you sitting? Where were you sitting when that question was posed? Because you know somebody said that.
Oh, yeah.
And they did, and someone did. And I said, well, what happened, you know? Or into Autodesk when the chairman of the company says we had our last quarter was an unmitigated disaster, and that's how he started out his earnings call. I mean, who says that? You know, or Kodak, Cadillac. Cadillac, you know, is it a bankrupt sitting, a bankrupt company trying to be a luxury brand? I kind of like to know how you're going to do that, you know. So just me asking questions, things that I think most of us want to know, and I just ask them until they tell it.
And, yeah, you get to peel back the onion. You're peeling back the onion, baby.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think I go in there with a lot of preconceived, you know, like, oh, I got all these questions. No, I just kind of let it flow. And it's always an interesting story. They've been highly visual. You know, we shoot with the very best cameras, the very best teams, you know, but we use things like plexiglass and things like that to give us some really good I don't know what's the secret of the trade there. You know, I'm the only show with plexiglass, you know, so I'm feeling pretty impressed. Yeah. So we just have some fun, but we really try to make it very visually stimulating and exciting because I like to do good things, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, this was a lot of fun, Jeff. How can people catch your show?
Oh, just go online, csuitetv.com. That's it. That's all you got to do. C-suite, S-U-I-T-E, because it's like sweet, as in a place, as in not sweet like me. csuitetv.com. That's where you go. Yeah.
All right. I love it. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Green room right now. Anthony Volpe is with us, and maybe he's traveling somewhere exciting. He is behind TripTogether.com, which is such an intriguing social platform now. That think about that, TripTogether, connecting travelers from all over the place, talking about trips, recommendations, all that kind of good stuff. So without further ado, let's hop over to Anthony. Hey, Anthony, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, there's a lot to talk about with TripTogether.com, but overall, tell me the idea behind the website.
Yes, so TripTogether.com was launched in March 2013. As you mentioned, it's a social communication platform for anyone interested in travel. And members can share travel stories, find travel buddies for upcoming vacations, gain valuable knowledge from locals. And really the reason that we did this, and we made a website as well as an app for Android as well as Apple devices, is to provide the best user experience for travel enthusiasts around the world.
Yeah, and as you know, especially with executives, they have a ton. I have a ton of friends who are speakers, and they have all kinds of concerns when they're traveling. What seems to be the main concerns when people are traveling, especially abroad?
Well, what we see are three things, besides the obvious concerns that they have about doing well on their business trip. But, number one is how am I going to fill in the extra spaces in my time, for example, in between my meetings and conferences? Another one is there any way to make the business trip also feel like a mini vacation? And the third one is there a way to get authentic travel experiences like a local might recommend instead of just doing what normal tourists or business people might do?
Wow. And so this website provides all that, right? So if I go somewhere, how does it work? If I go somewhere, do I share that on the site?
Well, you can. You know, what you can do is you can reach out to locals in the city or country that you're traveling to and also share your experiences. But basically, the insights that you can get are, you know, the places where locals love to eat, where tourists don't necessarily know about. They can introduce you to relevant people as well, so you can turn a business trip into also a networking type of event. And also, you can get a travel companion to take you to the pertinent local sites to see.
Yeah, what are the benefits of that? What are the benefits of, first of all, traveling with someone instead of by yourself?
Well, most obviously, number one, you're not alone or lonely in a foreign place, so that's a great advantage right there. Second, it usually makes it safer. Third, I would say that you're able to share the experiences together both at that time and also forever afterwards. And related to that is that, you know, really, and I think we all know this intuitively, the shared discovery of new experiences, especially when you're traveling abroad, yields a more enriching experience together.
Yeah, for you, I'm curious because I've got to assume that you've traveled a bunch of places. Do you have a favorite place?
Actually, I love traveling to Russia. I've been there 11 times now.
Wow, 11 times to Russia. So you've got to know Russia pretty well. So if somebody's going to Russia, you're the man to contact, right?
Well, you know, it covers 1/6 of the world's land surface. So I can't say that I've been a lot of places considering the size. But, you can reach out to me on Trip Together and find out if I have any tips.
You know what I love, too? At your website, you've got this. How do you find travel mates? You have show off your hometown to talk about. So if I want to show off my hometown, you know, things that are there that you were talking about, locals, that other people would have no idea about because it is obviously a different experience. It's not always in guides. It's not always out there and easy to to find. And another thing that you talk about is sharing your travel and discussing your adventure. So that's part of it, right? And that's part of the build up for Trip Together. The more people participate, the more that you can offer to folks who check in with Trip Together, right?
Absolutely. Well, right now we've got over 300,000 members from over 150 countries and 11,000 cities. So, yes, what you mentioned, what we would call technically the networking effect, the more people that join, the more valuable it is for everybody. Absolutely. So we've got, you know, all these people, all these members sharing their travel experiences, whether it be in text and in terms of stories or whether it be in photos and so on. So we've got a real rich experience for anybody wanting to understand more about travel.
Does there seem to be a place that more people are going lately? Is it Europe or Asia? Because that's on your site, too, of course, North America, Latin America, or it's just all those places.
You know, what we find is that there are unexplored places, especially in Europe, that people are traveling more to, especially the former countries of Yugoslavia, for example, Croatia, as well as Montenegro and so on. So these are places that formerly were behind the Iron Curtain, you know, way back when. And as time has gone on and the Iron Curtain has lifted and people have been experiencing more, you know, they're going to those places. And also there's an uptick in what we're calling more authentic travel experiences where they are. When I say they, travelers are going to out places that are outside the normal tourist zones and into places where they can get more authentic experiences with locals.
Yeah, wow, I think that's really cool. So how do you do that? How do you find a travel mate if you want to hook in that way? How does that work? People go to the website and click on the just simply find travel mates.
Yes, people can go ahead. It's super easy and free to register. And you can go ahead and put in the place or places that you'd like to travel to and search for a travel buddy. So it's really that simple. And based on the number of members that we have, which I mentioned was over 300,000, you're very likely to find somebody in the place that you're going to. Or maybe they're already there and they're local. Or maybe somebody's traveling there looking for a travel friend as well.
All right, I love it. Again, it's TripTogether.com. Anthony Volpe, thanks once again for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
All right, so pretty interesting stuff. If you actually go to the website, it's pretty easy to navigate. It shows you Europe and Asia and Australia and Africa, et cetera. And the boxes are easy as well. If you want to feel like a native, as Anthony was talking about, That makes sense. So you're not in the tourist traps and you're more in those authentic places. I love that idea, especially because I would be one of those people. When I go somewhere, if you went to, I'll just take a place, if you went to Spain, Madrid, I have been to Madrid many times, you know, there's obvious spots you would go to, like the Prado Museum, but there are so many other cool spots in Spain that you wouldn't find if you didn't necessarily know. And as all of us know from our own hometowns, things constantly evolve and change. It's just like places to eat. I know in my neighborhood or in a 10-mile radius, there's always some cool new hip place, sometimes mind-blowing, that opens up that there's no way you would find anywhere in your searches for something different and something off the beaten path or whatever. So I love the whole idea of this TripTogether .com, just because of the amount of options you have, where you can go down, look for something authentic, the whole travel thing. You're trying to figure out where to go, and especially now more than ever, because there's so much you could miss, I think, if you, you know, if you don't, you just know the basics and you just have that map in your hand and a few big spots. So very, very intriguing, I would say. And I also believe that travel is on the uptick again. I don't know the exact numbers because it depends on who you talk to. And it depends on the airlines and all of that because numbers seem to be different. But I think that more people are traveling, and more people are traveling either with kids or they're traveling solo, or they're, as Anthony said, they're on a business trip, and all of a sudden, especially if there's some place where they had to come in early, they've got time to kill, and they're not going to sit in a hotel getting ready for a meeting because they have a whole day or they have a giant chunk of the day anyway, and they want to go and do something, and even pick a place in the United States like Washington, D.C. or wherever. And it's not that you can have the typical experience. There's so many other things that you can do instead on the side. So what a brilliant idea to pull all that together in all different forms so you can find people along those routes, whether it's overseas or whether it's here if you're listening to us in the United States. And since we have so many listeners in other places, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For our friends in the Caribbean, you know, just even earlier this week we talked to Michelle in the Caribbean. And I know a lot of you are listening to us out there. You get it because you see what happens when the tourists come in and where they head. And you know the better places, that's for sure. So anyway, check out TripTogether.com. TripTogether.com. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Together, just a trip too long. I guess you never noticed what went wrong. 'Cause what went wrong will hound forever. And to this day, you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.